KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. On baseball, R.J. Moore hit a go-ahead three-run homer in a six-run fourth inning, and Goodlettsville, Tennessee beat Johnston, Iowa 14-3 in five innings Wednesday in an elimination game at the Little League World Series. After Moore's shot over the center field wall, Tennessee loaded the bases, and Zach McWilliams hit a bloop double to score two, and Tyler Jones scored from first after an error for a 7-3 lead. The bases were full again in the fifth for Tennessee. With no outs and the infield in, Brock Duffer rolled it through the hole on the left side to score two, and Ryan Oden crossed home on an error to make it 10-3. Duffer scored on a fielder's choice. Tyler Jones drove in Tanner Jones from second for a 12-3 lead, and Robert Carroll set it up the middle to score two more. Caden Dinn had put Iowa in front 3-1 with a three-run homer in the third inning as the Johnston team eliminated from the Little League World Series. In Major League Baseball, Matt Carpenter, Randall Grichuk, and Stephen Piscotty homered off of Mets starter Jacob deGrom, powering the St. Louis Cardinals past the New York Mets 8-1 Wednesday night. Carpenter set the tone, hitting a leadoff homer in the first inning. The Cardinals went on to win for the seventh time in nine games. Piscotty and Yadier Molina each had three of the Cardinals' season-high tying 19 hits. Carlos Martinez gave up one run and four hits over eight innings. He also got a couple of hits himself as he improves his record to 12-7 on the year. Roughed up for the second straight start, DeGrom allowed five runs on 12 hits in 4 2/3 innings. He was tagged for a career-worst 8 runs and 13 hits in his previous outing against San Francisco. In other National League action, it was Milwaukee over Colorado 7-1. The Chicago Cubs beat San Diego 6-3. Arizona outscored Atlanta in 11 innings 10-9. And the L.A. Dodgers clipped San Francisco 1-0. In the American League yesterday, Oakland beat Cleveland 5-1. It was the Yankees over Seattle 5-0. Los Angeles beat Toronto 8-2. Tampa Bay over Boston in 11 innings 4-3. And Detroit beat Minnesota 9-4. Jose Fernandez pitched 7 innings and appeared to avoid a serious injury when he tweaked his right leg on his final pitch Wednesday night, helping the Miami Marlins beat Kansas City 3-0, snapping the Royals' 9-game winning streak. Fernandez pulled up after striking out Christian Colon to end the seventh and rubbed his right knee before limping to the dugout. The Marlins pinch hit for him in the bottom of the seventh, and no injury was announced. Fernandez was laughing with teammates in the dugout in the ninth inning and joined in the post-game celebration on the field. His 9 strikeouts increased his season total to 213, breaking the Marlins' record of 209 set by Ryan Dempster in 2000. Fernandez ended a career-worst 3-game losing streak. He also had the Marlins' first 2 hits in the game, hiking his average to 286 and improved to 27-2 all-time at Marlins Park. Fernando Rodney pitched around 2 singles and a walk for his 25th save and 8th with Miami. Dylan G took the loss. Elsewhere in the interleague play yesterday, it was Houston beating Pittsburgh 5-4, Baltimore down Washington 10-8. It was Texas edging Cincinnati 6-5, Philadelphia over the Chicago White Sox by a final of 5-3. In other baseball news, the Miami Marlins have acquired outfielder Jeff Francoeur from Atlanta in a 3-team trade. Miami is contending for a National League wildcard spot and isn't sure whether star outfielder Giancarlo Stanton will return this season from a severe groin strain. Francoeur was hitting .249 with 7 homers and 33 RBIs in 99 games for the Braves. The 32-year-old plays left field and right field is also known for having a strong arm. Elsewhere in baseball, Angels closer Houston Street has undergone season-ending arthroscopic surgery on his right knee to repair a torn meniscus. That surgery puts an end to the least impressive season of Street's 12-year career. The 3-time All-Star is 3-2 with a career-low 9 saves and a .645 earned run average. Yoenis Cespedes says he has no plans to exercise an opt-out clause in his contract with the New York Mets. The outfielder from Cuba is in the first year of a 3-year, $75 million deal that has an escape clause after the first season. Well, the 2016 high school football season will kick off tomorrow night here on KJAN, and we'll have a chance for you to listen and watch an exciting area matchup. As we'll be in Exira, as Exira EHK Spartans will play host to the Audubon Wheelers in a non-district 8-man football matchup. We'll have all the action for you. Chris Parks will have the call to the ball game, and I'll join him for the broadcast on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Of course, you can also listen online at KJAN.com or the KJAN app. And we'll also feature our live streaming video of the game as well on our TV page at KJAN.com, so you can watch the game right along with us. Our weekly Pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win, will air at 6 o'clock to get the evening started. The Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show is at 6:30, and that'll be followed by the kickoff of the football game at 7 o'clock. That's tomorrow night. You can join us for high school football action every Friday night here on KJAN and on KJAN.com. Again, that's Exira EHK at home in Exira, facing off against the Audubon Wheelers in a pretty good early season 8-man football matchup. And we'll have it all live for you here on KJAN. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs released veteran wide receiver Mike Williams and safety Stevie Brown on Wednesday. Neither had played much during training camp and the preseason. Williams was trying to rejuvenate his career in Kansas City after his career fizzled with Tampa Bay and Buffalo. Williams had three straight 60-plus reception seasons with the Buccaneers after he was chosen in the fourth round out of Syracuse. Brown was also trying to make a comeback. He had eight interceptions with the New York Giants in 2012, but has only appeared in 16 games over the past three seasons. San Diego has withdrawn its contract offer to first-round draft pick Joey Bosa. They intend to restructure a deal that will take into account that the holdout defensive end will not play in 16 games this season. Bosa is the only first-rounder who has not signed with his team. Negotiations stalled when Bosa's $17 million bonus would be distributed and offset language in that contract. Also in NFL news, the Washington Redskins acquired center Brian Stork from the New England Patriots for an undisclosed draft pick. Stork appeared in 21 games the past two seasons, but started just six games for the Patriots last season. In racing news, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has not been cleared by doctors to return to racing, and he'll miss at least two more races as he recovers from a concussion. Hendrick Motorsports has announced Earnhardt is out of the races at Michigan and Darlington. Alex Bowman, who drove for Earnhardt in New Hampshire, will return to drive the number 88 Chevrolet at Michigan this weekend. Jeff Gordon will fill in at Darlington. He's driven the past four races in place of Earnhardt. And in soccer news, the U.S. women's goalkeeper Hope Solo is suspended for 6 months by U.S. Soccer for disparaging comments about Sweden following the Americans' early departure from the Rio Olympics. Solo called the Swedes, quote, a bunch of cowards for focusing on defense rather than attacking the three-time defending champion United States team. Sweden eliminated the Americans 4-3 on penalty kicks following a 1-1 draw in a quarterfinal Olympic matchup. The 35-year-old Solo, who was previously suspended for 30 days early in 2015 for her conduct, will not be eligible for selection to the national team until February. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.